It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Well, hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. Today on Cannabis Talk 101, Joe Grande is going to tell you what is going on in the world of cannabis.
Well, you guys, I'm reflecting right now back when we first...
I didn't even get to say hello to the Pot Brothers at Law, my friend.
That's not my fault you threw it to me, so go ahead and
No, yeah, I said today Joe's going to tell you about it. I didn't say Joe take the ball.
He did.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, Blue.
I don't know,
but if you...
I'm just...
Is that what you're doing over there? You're co-signing?
Yes, yes. Let's listen back. Hold on.
Yeah, sounded terrible.
So, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law, are here, and they are joining us, man. And we're having a wonderful show.
I think
Joe, tell us what's going down.
You know, I'm reflecting back as we're getting ready to vote November 3rd,
and I'm
thinking about when we first started this show, and we debuted on April 20th, 420. And when we first started, we brought up a question, you guys, before we actually went live. And that question to you guys was, would you smoke after someone when it was before the coronavirus was as crazy as it was? At that time, Mr. Craig Wasserman, you made a bold statement saying,
wow,
that smoking is the cure of all, smoking cannabis. You may have been right before you even knew it. Your brother co-signed on it, and a lot of stuff have come out saying smoking helps. My question to you today, as it's a new time and a new era, if somebody hands you a joint, Craig and Mark and Blue, would you smoke after them if you're just in a circle, just like we used to do before COVID days, and take a hit off somebody, starting with you, big brother?
No.
You're not going to hit it after somebody?
No.
What about you, Mark?
Nope.
What about you, Blue?
I've already have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just passed it. Boom, hit it.
I mean, that doesn't mean I don't believe what I said. It just means in this crazy time, being my age and who knows what pre-existing conditions I may not have, I just got to take all the extra precautions.
So,
but I think it helps smoking it, you know, yourself. Passing it's one thing, but I think smoking it does help you.
No. So
using what you're saying to compare what you bitch about, people in Congress and people who flip-flop like you just did
I didn't flip-flop.
Within a few months.
I didn't flip-flop.
You went from, I would smoke with somebody and cannabis and smoking.
Yes,
we have it on tape.
You have that on audio?
Before COVID.
No, it was when COVID was here.
We were locked down still.
No, it was there.
We were still locked down on 420.
And you were acting like it was no big deal. And you were acting like you
said no big deal.
I didn't say you said it. I said you were acting like it was no big deal, meaning I'll still smoke after. No, it's not my interpretation. You said you would smoke after. Now you're saying you won't.
I was still passing it right before we got shut down. I was still passing the joint with people.
What makes you say no now?
His age.
Just the severity of what
about
can
you,
happen.
Mark?
What could happen? Because of the story.
God forbid it can transmit that way by taking someone else's joint. It's just, I got to take every single precaution, and that precaution is not passing the joint.
Here's my ultimate thought. Is he's learned how to stay alive. This long.
Thank you.
And it's very, and listen.
you survival.
Hey, and listen, it's important.
Only gave him a few more years, though, dog, last night. I'm on the phone with this fucking guy last night, and he goes, dog, we're giving Craig three more years.
I said five.
He goes, in two bad ones. He gave you five. I don't know why I'm cracking up so hard, but we're in left field having a conversation last night.
Too.
And I don't know why you, dog, but Blue gave you 5 years of life last night out of a conversation.
I'm going to excuse myself because I got to live life. No. I got to get out of here, and I got to go live life. I only have a few years left.
You only got three left, according to Blue.
I said,
three good years left.
This.
I'm going to outlive all you mofos.
No, I said you guys were because I was like, you were complaining about
Mark's
me. I go, do my arms hurting?
Mark's going to live forever.
I go, no, I said both of you guys are going to live forever. And he goes, no, not said, Craig. Mark, he goes, Mark maybe.
Mark's going to live forever. I said, Craig, he's not.
I
he's
just started
just
taking
too heavy
the CBD. I think that's going to extend my life.
Fuck that.
Isn't it funny, though, how you take the CBD?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. So smoking actually coats your lungs. This is a respiratory.
It helps you expand your lungs from what I heard, too.
This is a respiratory system that
illness.
It attacks, that illness, right, that it attacks.
So Joe's going
so
first.
While you smoke,
smoke.
Don't take it literally, Craig. You didn't hear the whole story.
He's all sad.
Fucking, you know. So Joe hates you, actually. That's what he was really saying last night. And I was like, relax. He's only got 3 to 5 years.
I'm going to take
sound
him
like
out.
A car?
I'm taking that guy out. I can't handle him anymore. The way he keeps looking at me and that eye twitches at me.
No.
I'm done with him.
Unnecessary risk.
No. So, yes, absolutely. And I think that's learning to outlast people. You know what I mean? That's a positive thing. Once you learn how to outlast somebody, meaning that you're going to be here a long time and I'm going to learn to live, that's what you're doing right now. And so people are taking different risks that are creating, you know, the ability to get sick. I think that people are going to get sick from smoking a joint. I've smoked a joint and got sick. Straight up, I've smoked a joint of someone be like, damn, you gave me your little booger. What was that, bro? Like, you know what I mean? The moment.
I mean, that's funny, though, because in all the years prior, I've passed the joint with God knows how many people.
Sure.
God knows what. And I've never gotten sick.
I smoke with homeless people.
Never?
Literally.
Yeah, never.
And I'm not kidding. I'm not saying that's a joke right
well,
now.
Well, no, strangers.
I've gotten high, done line, everything. I partied hard with homeless cats.
Right, just to see if you wanted to be there.
No, just because they were the homies.
There.
I would hang out with these cats. It'd be in San Francisco. There was a bunch of homeless around there. I'd go to the club. I'd come out. I'm hanging out with them, smoking joints, blunts, whatever.
You'd give the homeless people more drugs, get them deeper into their problems, leave them.
No, and then have them watch my car because my car's parked out there. So, hey, I'll give you a bump. Watch my car.
Did you take them home? Did you give them a bed?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they'd want a cup. Well, maybe they would have, but still.
Hey, what else did you get?
A couple STDs and...
Yeah, you're smashing them too.
But hey, nothing. When we're hanging out, damn it. When I went
heavy,
hard, I went hard.
No, listen, I think it's important though that people understand that life is about outlasting people and living longer and survival, right? And so when you start to think about that and this is the what's happening in our world of the pandemic of this coronavirus. It matters when you don't think your body's capable of taking it out. Like if you don't think you could, you're gonna get sick.
That's the whole mind over matter thing. You got to have a stronger mind. I agree with that.
Well, no, if
it's not about
if
a stronger
you,
no, mind.
It's just,
unnecessary
fear,
risk.
But
your mind isn't gonna overcome the disease.
Your mind can. Your mind can do a lot of things.
Oh, it's gonna attack you.
Help Trump.
My wife's 50th birthday is November 2nd. And she in LA County.
Can she vote this year? Is this her
Yeah, she already did.
No.
That's her first year
voting.
Yes.
She voted
yes.
for Trump.
She's a Trumper.
Yes. No. What?
You just said yes twice.
She voted for the first time because she just got her citizenship.
Whoa.
And so we filled out our cards together, and I made sure she voted, and we voted. And
all you Trumper jumpers, I'm creating it right now. You heard it first. It's Trumper jumper. Don't be a Trumper jumper. Don't be coming back over here, jumping back
on
the Trump.
Oh, no one on this table is going to jump back on yours. And if you could vote, we know where your vote would go. You felon.
Hey, a Trumper jumper. That's a good one.
It is
a
good
Trump
one.
Jumper.
The felon jumper. You're like
unnecessary risk.
Don't be a Trump jumper.
And that's what I was talking about. Because in LA County. My wife wanted to have a birthday dinner with her immediate family, which is, like 25 people.
And, a lot of Filipinos.
And L.A. County can't do that. Orange County, she was able to get a reservation for 15 people at a restaurant indoors, somewhere in Costa Mesa for November 2nd, which is her birthday. And I said, I don't know.
What restaurant?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'll find out.
Asian cuisine?
No.
What are you trying to say,
one of your
Joe?
High-end restaurants.
Capital Grill?
I'm just trying to figure out which restaurant it is. Big? There's,
Water Grill?
Javier's maybe.
Oh, Javier's sounds
like Irvine Spectrum?
I don't know. I'm
Javier's
just saying.
Is there.
It's one of those types of restaurants.
Yeah. That's our on the Newport Coast.
But she also, and I believe that's the limit that Orange County has is 15
a table.
I think so. She found a place that when she said 50 people, they said sure, come. I told her you're going to find places that are going to. And she called other places that wouldn't allow 10 in Orange County. So they're doing, you know, different restaurants are doing whatever they're going to do.
It's based on how big
do.
Their facility is.
Well, no, these are places that
some
have.
Some of them don't care.
These are, absolutely. Some of them, that's what we're finding
we know that's
out.
True.
You know?
That's
and whether or not we actually go, I told her, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see
how
everything
to Louis,
is.
They had one for my son for his 30th at Louis by the Bay right there on PCH in Newport Beach, and they had an outside area, and there must have been, let's see, a good 25 of us outdoors.
And you were
that's
there?
Outdoors.
And I did go.
Outdoors.
Did you wear a mask?
I did.
The whole time?
The whole time, except when I ate.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's a new time, you guys, and once again, go vote. I just wanted to see where these guys stood at with smoking and following up the smoke with somebody. And because it's almost like when life goes bad, I think it should lead right into when cannabis goes bad. Mark, give us a good story about hopefully somebody not dying.
I can get, well, you know what? Just hit me. I don't know when it was, a couple weeks ago, we got a call. There was a raid, and this is cannabis goes bad because of a cigarette. A cigarette.
Mm. Didn't have it to do with your brother, did it?
No. Okay. No.
When we get back from that break, we'll talk about that one, because that one's deep.
Okay.
We're all waiting for it, Mark. We're all waiting for it.
I thought he was bringing us
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Mark Wasserman tells us when cannabis goes bad.
Right now, we got the call. We got the call a couple weeks ago. And as I said before we went to the break, a cigarette. So, somebody...
You haven't smoked cigarettes in a while, boo. Quitter.
So, somebody at a house fell asleep. And his cigarette started a little fire.
Ooh. On his chest.
You know, that's how the fire started. The firemen came, and of course, they stumble upon the burning grow in the garage.
Oh no!
That had about 250 plants.
Whoa, that's a good sized garage.
You know, and of course, the firemen do their duty and call the police, and the police come. And the guy's arrested, and you know that there's really not much you can do in terms of a legal defense because
it wasn't because of the fire though.
You know, it's they I gotta remember that? when the officers show up to a location, all they have to be is lawfully positioned. Right. Officers need to, and whatever they can see,
now's a crime.
That is within their purview to go. Oh, there, yep, here's a crime. I can see it. Now I can go search. You know, and in this instance, when they come up, there, you know, the house is being, you know, the flames are being doused, and you can see into the garage,
right?
The big grow, and so they come in and they arrest the guy for possession, sales, cultivation.
Oh, so you have more? Can't you go get away with it with saying, "Oh, I have this for my ankle, this for my knee. I need that many plants."
If he was a patient,
that's a good point, Joe. But you can't just say it. You got to be able prove it, which means, which doesn't mean in California particularly, oh, here's my 99 plant wreck or my 250 plant wreck that the doctor gave me that I bought for $500.
Right.
It's not
that.
It's your physician's recommendation that you get under Prop 215, either orally from a doctor or written, and it never expires. And if you get busted in that situation and you're saying, no, all those 250, that's for me, you're going to need your doctor to come in with this declaration. You're going to need your medical records that show all of your ailments and illnesses or whatever you have that you use cannabis for. And not only does a doctor have to write a declaration about those problems, but why cannabis is better than the other opiates and other things that are available to you. So you have a comprehensive report, and then you have a cannabis expert come in and look, here's 250 plants. This is the yield. This is, he uses some for rubs, some tea, and this is flowers and concentrates. And this is how it all breaks down. And, you know, he needs these plants over the course of a year. It's going to provide all his medicine. That's what's known as the Prop 215 medical defense, immunity defense, in California. And so that's how you would
try to explain yourself and get out of it.
In a situation
like
that.
But good luck. You got to have all those ducks in a row to make that happen.
Right. So that's when cannabis goes bad because of a cigarette. Moral of that story, I don't know, don't smoke cigarettes and don't smoke on your couch. I don't know. But look at
don't
what it leads to.
Don't be a pendejo.
And it just floods me with memories of clients over the last 23 years that the dumbest things happen, and it's not.
I bet you guys can sit there and just go back and forth.
And it's not your fault. And it's not even your fault. It's the world out there. Like I tell people who have I have a delivery and I didn't get my license yet, and I keep everything in the trunk, and I do this, and this is what I do, and I've been doing it for 6 years. I go, that's great. What happens one day when the drunk hits you and everything's on the side of the road? You can't control that, You can control only so much.
Or the illegal warehouse grow. Where, oh, yeah, we've been there for years. It's like, no, you need to shut it down. It's illegal. Well, no, we won't get caught. Okay. Well, how about when the electrical fire happens next door?
Yes.
And the cops
not
come
even your place.
And have to clear out the whole area. What happens when cops are chasing some guy down the street and they run by and the guy runs into your building? I mean, we've heard it all.
Seen it
so
all.
So it's like, you want to be a gangster, take your chances, and you go to jail. You pay the price at the
you
end
make
of the road.
It, you can't insure.
But the
you
weirdest
can't
things
that,
happen.
Though, either way.
You do the crime, you do the time, and there it is.
And no matter how careful you are, it could end very poorly. Cannabis can go bad.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it shouldn't. I want the day to come when cannabis is going good.
Free market.
For everybody.
Well, that's just when you're an idiot to fall asleep with a cigarette.
Well, yes.
I mean,
well,
come on.
No,
actually, well, move there.
Here's the thing. I mean, if you start letting people grow right now, just being
we
honest.
Should.
No, but I agree. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm saying they still should have to go through guidelines and regulations, and which is
always.
What,
well, you know what, though?
Because here's the thing. No, if
no.
you
well,
put
why?
200, because I'm going to put 200 lights in my bedroom. And there's not supposed to be 200 in there, bro.
Well, no,
that's
no,
why.
No, no, no.
Grow your own.
No, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
What?
That's the problem.
What I agree
you know
with
mean,
you,
that's
it
the
should
problem.
Be like. But what it should be like is any other business.
I agree.
Who's gonna put up lights? So you go down to the city instead of doing an 18-page application with 42 amendments. 42.
Wait a second.
Wait with 42. Addendums that address everything from God knows what to God knows what that you really isn't that necessary but cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, as opposed to I'm going to hit grow, here's my setup, here's my fire inspection, here's my plumbing, here's my electrical, come in and inspect like any other business.
And be done. So, but hear me out.
That's what it should be allowed.
You say that, but at the same time, I'm on your side, Craig. I'm on your side, baby. But I'm also playing devil's advocate when I say, hey, listen, if you're going to grow massive potatoes for our whole country, I'd like to check your soil once in a while. I'd like to monitor what's going on with it.
I like that. Hold on. I have no problem with that.
So what's happened, though, is that if you come with the – we're not an old farmer country anymore, as much as many of us think we should be. But if we were, and we actually toned it back and got a little bit off that, so – you let a little bit out too much and everybody starts hanging themselves and there becomes too many problems. So what they do is they throw these crazy guidelines, make it so difficult that everybody that navigates through that harsh process gives us the ability to go ahead and start operating. And they go, these guys were willing to go through that struggle. Now, as it starts to, let's get more, dilute it because more people have been in the industry. It's not such a big hype anymore. It becomes easier and easier, which sounds backwards.
No, but that's not going to happen because it was the statutes.
It will.
And in most states, they're set up as an oligarchy.
But I can go get a liquor license.
They're set up so
that
they're set up so that it's prohibition. Even though they've legalized it, they have a regulatory system, permits, licensing, but the system is such that it's still a prohibition on anybody who's not a corporation.
Like I said,
anybody who's not, who can't afford $500,000 to $1 million to start up a business, which it should not cost that much.
And so when you do things, you don't make cannabis go bad like it has all of last year. More people were arrested for cannabis than all violent crimes put together. According to an FBI database, cannabis has been gaining a lot of public support over the last decade. The federally illegal plant has been made legal for medical or recreational use, as we know, adult use in a majority of the states. I think, what is it, like 42 total?
I think it's 38.
Well, whatever it is, more, it's a lot.
Hopefully it's going to be four or five more after the election.
Yes, we're waiting
for
those.
Sure.
And we're trying to do, the stigma around the drug has lessened a little bit. right? The polls, 2/3 of Americans support legalization during COVID. It was deemed essential in a lot of states, yet the FBI's report revealed that people arrested 545,602 people for cannabis-related crimes. That arrest rate is 9% higher than the 4,905,871 people arrested for any and all types of violent crimes that same year. So, I mean, and that's, you know, that's where all this political stuff comes in, because that translates into how much money? To the courts and to the cities and
they're
to the state.
They're getting their licks in.
And to the DEA. And, you know, and we said this years ago, that it was going to get way worse before it got better, and they were going to get their, like my brother said, their last licks in before decriminalization actually happens, if it does. And maybe then cannabis won't go bad.
Man.
I can only hope and pray for the day when I get to change when cannabis goes bad to when cannabis goes good.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple good cannabis stories out there. If we really
I've done a few, but you know, I don't want to see any of these. I don't want to see any cannabis crimes. It should not go to jail for the plant. Period.
So I've got something for you guys. You guys remember? Do you guys remember Halloween, when every year you'd hear on the radio or on your podcast,
the razors and the caramel, the razor and the apple,
and Halloween's coming up, right?
We haven't heard them.
And, you know, Halloween's coming.
They're still out there, though.
I mean, it's
now it's the COVID in the camp.
Well, it's us right now. That's the thing. We're talking about.
How are you
going to
go out? I mean, I could
be
not.
Be careful out there.
I could not imagine.
We're setting up a private trick-or-treat deal for my kids.
Having four
are
kids.
You? Yeah. A private trick-or-treat. Yeah, well, talk about that real quick. Yeah, it's Halloween. Let's go.
So
how the bougie folks do it.
Yeah. So there's two different ways. And one is just hopping in the car. And going to auntie over here and grandma over here in the backyards, social distancing and all that. And the other was
like five pieces of candy.
You guys are still
way.
Social distancing like that?
Yeah, in the backyard with masks with our parents. Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good. Absolutely. That's good.
We're not going taking hard in Kodo.
Not taking any risks.
You guys are
we are super spreader down in Kodo.
Trick or treat! Yeah, you guys are door to door.
Me on it's called me out.
Well, you know what's interesting is I've lived in the same. I've lived in
They're
the
not
same.
Not gonna understand you down there.
I've lived in the same community for like 15 years, and
she hit everybody in there. Boom.
This particular community, my house has always been the only one that had stuff up, and there was never any. It was we always went to, you know, one of these areas where the, you know, for like 8 blocks, all the house, you know, they have those. Every city has it where they really do up their houses, and that's. Going to be sad not to see that this year.
No. I have my house
not
decorated
that sad.
With the Halloween stuff. And, you know, you don't have kids out there, but we're going to put candy out. I'm sure my neighborhood, they're going to be trick-or-treating.
Oh, wait a minute.
In the COVID candy bowl?
Peanut.
You know what's
a
dope way for the kids to do it? A trunk or treat down your whole block. Open up your trunk and just take out candy.
What's the difference if it's in the trunk or if it's on the frickin' porch?
Someone touched it.
Because, yeah. Man, someone
either way.
Touched it.
How are you going to get home? You know, you get home. I mean, I have four kids.
I'm going to wash it.
All 26 ages and up. So I went through a lot of years of hardcore trick-or-treating.
Can't miss one.
Hardcore trick-or-treating.
Is it that
important? You get pillowcases full of candy. And
hardcore trick-or-treating.
You go through at the end and get rid of the ones that aren't good. Ones
watch
that are
out
like,
for the razors.
Ones that
Joe.
Are like hand-wrapped. Ones that you like. You steal those.
Joe, why don't you
but
just.
How are you going to wash the candy?
You know, I'll tell you what, man. It's
they don't need the candy
attitude.
Anyway.
Wash your attitude. Are you? Worry about yourself.
I'm worried about your kids.
No, I'm not. I'm worried
I'm
about me. I'm worried about me.
Worried about all the kids in our neighborhood too.
I'm worried
that
about his kids bringing it home to him and him bringing it here to us.
Yeah, you don't care
don't worry,
about us.
I'll be with them. So there's not going to be them giving it to me. It's going to be me. We all walk around. No, we're only going to like 8 houses.
Oh,
on
now
one
it comes oh, around.
No, we are, whatever.
I mean, wait till I see that picture.
Right,
post.
Joe
right.
just said that. Joe just said that to protect his
haunted
protect
house
his lightness, just in case he wanted to protect his lightness on that one.
I mean, like, you know, we're knocking on about 8 to 80 houses.
You going to any rallies? You going to any rallies?
Yeah,
maybe. What's it to you? But they're different kinds.
Yeah. Well, you know,
do any of the costumes involve a mask?
The moral of the story is this. Either way, just be safe. Whatever you're doing out there, it's gonna be, you know, trick or treat, have fun, but just be careful.
It ain't Halloween like it used to be.
Oh,
but it never was. But even before COVID,
it had died down.
Really? Come on, was it the same as in the 80s when and 90s? Like if you look at the last year.
Our whole neighborhood back in the day when my kids were little, I mean, it was every house. I mean, it was the whole neighborhood. I mean, we'd walk for hours and the kids would literally pillowcases.
King size pillowcases, yep. Dog pool. I love them.
And running down the street, swinging them, yelling.
And you get those 15, 16-year-olds, you know, really.
No wonder. I thought it was the crank that messed up my teeth. I think it was all the candy I ate as a kid.
The millennials weren't that into Halloween.
It's going to be virtual Halloween for them.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to show you a piece of candy.
I'm going to Zoom ding dong ditch you.
Boy,
those,
show up and
those
run
were
out.
The days. Ding dong ditching.
Oh, my God. Nice. Well, all this good stuff.
Zoom dong ditch.
I got a Go Green story here for you guys that's going to make you guys trip out, and then we'll get to some cannabis news.
And when we get back, we'll hear those
right
stories.
After this break.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Yeah! Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers Law with Blue and Joe.
Joe.
And when we left off, Joe, you were going to go green.
I was, but you just reminded me that this year Halloween falls on the weekend.
I did just say that.
And me and Ghetto Boys were trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. You don't know about that right there, boy.
While we sit behind our rags.
Yeah, see, okay, we were legitimately trick-or-treating in stories.
You know who we sing that?
Get to the cannabis store.
I almost thought you were going to say Ghetto Boys, but you're right. Ghetto Boys are the one. That's the song right there.
Ghetto Boys.
The Ghetto Boys right there. So check this out. In France, this is big news.
Big news.
France is giving out free cannabis in 2021. The French government is estimating that its first free prescriptions could go out as early as March 2021. Yep, you heard me right, folks. And I'm sure unless you're French, you're pretty pissed off that you ain't living out there in France. But I bet you're really jealous right about now. And it's true. The French government will begin a medical cannabis experiment.
Yes.
That involves giving out free cannabis.
Wow.
Does it say how much?
They're giving it out free?
So.
Let's go.
You ready
for this?
The
trip?
I'm ready.
According to their announcement, up to 3,000 patients will be participating and eligible for receiving a free product. So it's one product. They didn't say exactly what the product is, but they're giving it out for medical conditions and seeing how it works. You know, I just look
at
what
that
idea. I love it.
It's great.
That's
bottom line.
It's
helping out.
That's awesome.
The French government is estimating that the first free prescriptions can go out as early as March 2021. What's so funny? Did I mess
I just,
up?
I'm sorry. I just couldn't. I just, you know, we were talking about dealers. And it's like, here, let's get them hooked. A couple thousand. We'll throw it in for free. And then, bam. And then we're going to, then, hey, I
Dog,
need
no,
that.
No, that is so smart of the government to do that. Can you imagine if the government, the French government goes, and we're selling it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know who's selling this?
We are.
For sure.
And you all will buy it from us.
And
not from
will.
Each other. You're buying it from us.
Right.
And it's that same goddamn concept. Of getting the crack man hooked, and the government in France is going, oh, man, this is popping out there. Look what they did in Illinois. Look what they did in Cali. Look what they're doing in Oklahoma. Shit.
Somebody watch the movie Blow. That's all you need to watch. They're giving out the weed on the beach
for
free.
Look at all the baby boomers who didn't participate. They're all right now going,
what'd I miss?
Maybe I should be smoking it. I mean, right? Every single baby boomer out there, because there's two types of baby boomers right now. That are just becoming, you know, and there's two types. And that's one, there's the ones that have never tried any of it. They
and
just
the taboo type.
And the and taboo. Then,
I think I'm in that category.
And then you're the other one that's just like, no, you are. You're about to be. If not, you are. No, you are.
You're a baby boomer.
You're a baby boomer.
I would agree. I think so. Either way. And New Zealand.
Are you a baby boomer too, Joe?
No, I'm born in 72. I'm 10 years younger than Mark.
I just
or Craig. 10 years younger than Craig, not 10 years younger than Mark.
11.
11. 72. What were you? 61. Oh, 61. Okay, 11. Yeah. I thought it was 10. Okay.
Well, it is probably I'm December of 61.
And I'm March. Yeah. What you look like? You look at least 20 years older than me, so it's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Was my mic on when I said that?
No,
bad.
Check one.
Hello, we good? Okay, cool.
Back
to something that's going green, you guys. On the first day of legal recreational, I know you love that word and term, Mark.
Adult use.
Marijuana sales in Maine,
cannabis.
Product storage, drove up the prices because the shit went off the shelf.
go so big
exactly.
cannabis.
Exactly. It goes legal in Maine. The problem is in Maine, though, there's only one spot where you can get everything certified. So the product, the amount of stuff that's on the shelf was limited, right? So they finally they go up and everything go up. Boom, it all goes sales. They sold like $7,000 before 11 a.m. at the first store. They're like, it's not that much. If we would have had more product, we could have done more. So it's funny, as I read this story, to summarize it in those terms right there, it's like, you know, you get a spot that's been, you know, fighting this for years to get the 21 and over recreational thing, and they finally get it.
It's $5,000.
Like, exactly. Here's a couple crumbs for you guys.
They spent $500,000 to $1 million.
And it's going to be the later ones that get into the game that are going to be able to capitalize on this more. But well, at least the game's opening up for them in Maine.
Well, I mean, you know what the problem is, too, and it's especially the problem here in California, speaking of business and going green,
right.
is the testing labs. Because my kids are involved in heavily into testing their product. And there's no – there needs to be a state guideline saying use this one or two certified machines, whatever they use to test, because they can go to three different testing facilities.
They get three different tests.
Three different freaking results.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And not only that, and it should be nationwide.
He says the only people who are really making money right now are the goddamn labs. Testing labs.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to go.
And then the DCR.
Like, hey, we need to test that one again.
And then
it's
the
gonna
DCR
cost you
doesn't
extra.
Care. Then it's got to sit in quarantine, $300,000 worth of product in quarantine for 2 weeks. I mean,
the crazy part about those testing labs,
though, those testing labs weren't a cheap penny to put up because they had to be like damn near a surgery
it's
center.
About a million.
You're basically building a surgery center.
They're not uniform.
For a decent size one, about $1 million, $1.5 million.
Yeah, and my point is, though, it has to be to the T of spec clean and just, you know, immaculate in
but
there.
But obviously not the same machinery, because that's what my kids ask. Well, we just tested it here, or they tested it R&D. They can test their own. Then they go to actual testing company to get tested, to get out there, and it's different.
It's just so weird how we can sit here and constantly come up with unify this, unify that, and when it's like, why can't we this? When you look at alcohol, because
our government's
all
got their head
states,
up their ass.
This and that, it'd be so smart.
They're unifying the three different California,
the CDPH,
right?
The manufacturing. Cultivation and the
retail
BCC.
Well, I'm Joe Grande. That's your Go Green moment. I want to hear from my big brother, Craig Grande.
My big brother.
Oh, sorry.
That's
Wasserman.
My big brother. You're
my big brother.
What's going on in some cannabis news?
Don't talk
well,
about my
we've got, we've got this. This is actually good news. We'll see if it's going to pass or not, but it's something that's certainly needed. Senators at the federal level, Ron Wyden of Oregon, Jeff Merkley of Oregon, Earl Blumenauer,
there we go,
and Peter DeFazio,
you guys related to Blumenauer,
filed companion bills to make marijuana businesses harmed by the recent wildfires and other disasters eligible to receive federal relief funds on a retroactive basis. That's up in Oregon.
So break that down for
between
us.
That was a lot of dialogue that I don't really understand.
Between California and Oregon and Washington, the wildfires have wiped out legal, licensed businesses,
cultivations, crops,
wiped them out. They're not eligible for federal disaster loans.
Which is bullshit. Well, I mean, they have a regular company that's paying them out.
They should be for their land and everything else, right?
How many of them had fire insurance?
No, their land is different.
Smoke insurance, because it's the smoke from the fire that ruined a lot of this flower out there.
I mean, the federal government, if you're able to, if your lumber company burned down, you can get federal assistance. Disaster loans that come at real cheap, low interest rates over like 30 years.
Same thing should apply to the cannabis one.
It should. Since it's not federally legal.
There's probably going to be a lot of smoky weed this year.
Next one.
A lot on the black
this is really good
sure.
to know.
Yeah.
And I think we already know this. Cannabis use after work doesn't affect productivity, new research says.
Wow.
Believe that?
Well, it's after
musicians
work.
And artists have after. Long used cannabis to enhance their creativity. But how does it affect the more conventional 9-to-5 jobs? How do you think?
We notice.
Well, you start to focus on your other visions that you were just talking about instead of the ones that you're supposed to.
More production.
You get more creative than you're actually supposed to. It's saying that a recent paper found that using the drug after work did not hurt people's performance or productivity the next day. So it's after use work is what we're talking about.
No, I know, but you said
after work use.
But what do you think they discovered? I said, well, I think they discovered that if they did that during the day, during their jobs, they might not get as much productivity.
That'd be true for some people.
Saying the research explored how
that's the first he said that.
I like that.
It says,
I'll take that answer.
The research explored how using cannabis at different times of the day affected people's ability to complete assignments and meet their job requirements, as long as their behavior toward colleagues and attitudes toward their work stayed the same. And they found out that it didn't affect their ability to complete assignments. Right. It didn't affect how their attitudes were with other work people in the workforce.
This is after work.
Which
after
is fine, work. Of yeah. course. No, I mean, you go home. This was also during work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, during work, too. Yeah. During and they're saying too. It didn't affect their work That's environment. Right. That's
At
strange.
All. At all.
No.
That's fantastic.
I wouldn't expect that to hear that. I would expect a little bit a little
Well,
bit
if it's
going to
affect your work, then
I mean, I sat here high as hell and missed the whole show. So let's not talk
but
about
I've
me.
This,
you know?
I've repeated this before. My belief. This is my personal opinion, Joe. Okay?
Nice.
That most, I won't say 100%, but most people who smoke cannabis don't smoke it if it interferes with their daily life. Blue doesn't, except maybe right now and it's interfering, but he doesn't smoke all day because when he smokes, he feels it really affects him and he's not going to do his business and what he does to make money all day interfere.
No. And you ready for this, Craig?
No, I truly believe, you can't talk.
No, I truly believe most people who don't know that it affects them because they don't know that it affects them.
No, whoa, no, the lazy, it's the lazy guy.
Who's
already lazy.
Once again,
he's already not getting stuff done.
He's at
and
work.
Now he just happens to be smoking weed.
He's at work. He's doing
weed
his job at the pace he's doing it.
Weed
but once he gets high,
make you.
He went from focusing on his task.
No, now he went to hyper focus.
Some do.
Hyper focus.
Some do.
And if they don't, they're already a loser who happened to
that
smoke weed.
That doesn't make them a loser because they don't focus as much.
Well, here's what makes them a loser. If they do that once and be like, oh, look what happened.
Loser,
and then
guys.
They do
I'm
it again.
That's the problem
again,
is they don't know it.
And again.
That's my point.
How
they
do
don't
they not know it if their production dropped off?
Because you don't know when things are worse. You don't
if
even
you're
know.
Working and your production drops off, you're gonna be told about it. You're going to hear
not.
About it.
And you're
not,
you,
or then
and
you're
normally,
just going to get fired.
How are they going to hey, you went out there and smoked weed right now. Your production level's
no,
low.
Hold
you need to step your game up?
No.
That's going to happen in what fucking job?
No, that's not going to happen. It's going to happen like this. Hey, your production fell off. I don't know what your problem is. Bring it back up or you're gone.
Yeah, after
that's
lunch,
it.
I just
that?
Had lunch,
I didn't
I
mention
went,
anything about doing cannabis or any. I don't care
and
what
that,
you
and
do.
And that person's going to go like this. I wonder why I did that.
Okay, good. And then, but
and if he can't
and then,
realize,
and then
if he can't,
that's my point.
If he, no,
he
no,
can't.
Wait. If he can't realize that he was productive before he smoked and then wasn't, then he's an idiot.
Correct.
Yeah, but
we could agree on that one.
And yes, and weed has nothing to
do
with
it.
That.
Right.
It had nothing to do with him not doing worse.
No, it had to do with him finding out, oh, I better not do that during my work time.
Mark, Craig, and Joe, let me say it to everybody. I would say, because, you know, I'm just quietly listening, that it's difficult for people to understand what they don't know. And if they and so the alcoholic starts to drink, he doesn't know he's drunk.
Great
all
point.
The time.
Nah,
and
I'm an alcoholic. I always
and how
knew
long
I
did
was
you fucking
drunk.
Keep
but
doing
I knew,
it.
But I knew I wasn't like
you're
oh,
still going to groceries by yourself because you think you're gonna go drink alone.
I think people know that the weed's affecting them too.
I mean, you're still doing
the bars aren't open.
They justify it so they can enjoy themselves.
And your point.
That's it.
The point is, people don't understand. His point is, which is that using the alcoholic analogy.
You're giving people not enough credit.
And you don't think you're giving people too much credit?
I'm not giving them any credit.
I'm giving cannabis credit.
Credit for?
Everything good.
Oh.
You out there, if you just wanted to know.
World.
Hey, well, now you know. Everything is good.
With cannabis.
And with that being said,
there it is, guys. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.